This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we got all kinds of stuff from lemonade stands to World Economic Forum and emails and COVID fraud, but I just had to do something really quickly, and the whole purpose of this, I want you to know, because we try to make sure the show is always something that makes your day better and something that makes the world better, Chris. What? Anyway, and what would make the world feel better than by me pointing out things I was right about once again? Let me just clarify this. Because I know we have new listeners to the show. I need to always clarify and rehash some things. So just stay with me. It's very easy, very, very easy to get caught in the trap of believing communist lies, even when you don't really know that's what you're doing. For instance, a lot of people genuinely believe, normie norms really genuinely believe, that the climate change activist nut jobs, that they really believe that man is changing the climate, and that those activists, they really believe, even if they disagree with them, they really believe that those activists think that we're trying to save the planet. That's false. Do some of them, some of the morons on the ground believe that? Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, no question. You'll always have some moron minions who will believe it. None of those people believe that at all. They all fly in private jets for a reason. It's not because they're hypocrites, though. It's because they see themselves as kings and queens, and they know the climate change lunacy will destroy the economy, which will allow them, it will allow them to take over everything once they burn everything down, right? It's not because they're hypocrites. It's because that's how they see themselves. But they do not believe in climate change. All the groups, all of them, feminists to climate change nutters, to the LGBTQ ones, to the civil rights ones, which we'll get to in a minute, it's all just about communism. It's all just about cultural Marxism. It's all really about destruction. That's what it is. And that's why they all work together constantly. Even, quote, separate groups, groups that look separate, will work together constantly because they work together towards the same goal because they're the same group. And I'll oftentimes get people pushing back on me. Jesse, that's not true. Jesse, that's crazy. Here's one thing you probably saw today. Reuters came out with something. They did a dig into all U.S. presidents. And this is what they found. This is the headline. All living U.S. presidents except Trump descended from slaveholders. And what you will see today is every single brain-dead idiot loser on the right, every one of them, from politicians to pundits, say things like, see, we're not the real racists. Democrats are real racists. Vote Republican. Woohoo! Told you. Guys, they don't care. All that you're racist, Republicans are racist stuff, it's all just a weapon used against you. Most of them don't believe it at all. 99% of those people who say those things, they don't believe those things because they don't actually care about racism or black people or anything like that. They care about communism. Oh, Jesse, that's crazy. Where did you get that idea? Well, I'm glad you asked. Have you ever heard of the National Museum for African American History and Culture? Big museum in Washington. You heard of it? It's a big museum. National Museum for African American History and Culture. Well, did you know that they have figured something out? I'm going to read something verbatim, and I want you to know this is verbatim. I'm not going to edit it at all. This is something you can find in that museum. It's just a civil rights museum, right? Just about black people. Well, this one's titled Aspects and Assumptions of Whiteness and White Culture in the United States of America. And this is the subtitle. You ready? White dominant culture or whiteness refers to the ways white people and their traditions, attitudes, and ways of life have been normalized over time and are now considered standard practices in the United States. And since white people still hold most of the institutional power, we have internalized some aspects of white culture, including people of color. Oh, that sounds scary, doesn't it? Whew! Looks like we got to dig into this to stand up for black people, don't we? After all, it's about racism and black people. Would you like to hear what they list are the aspects of white culture? This first headline is called Rugged Individualism. This is all white culture. This is what they list. The individual is a primary unit. Self-reliance, definitely part of white culture. Independence and autonomy, highly valued and rewarded. Individuals assumed to be in control of their environment. You get what you deserve. That's all just part of white culture. Did you know that? But wait, there's more. Family structure. The nuclear family, father, mother, 2.3 children is the ideal social unit. What a ridiculous aspect of white culture, huh? Way to go, whitey. The husband is the breadwinner and head of the household. The wife is the homemaker and subordinate to the husband. Children should have their own rooms and be independent. Emphasis on scientific method. This is all part of white culture. Objective, rational, linear thinking. Rational thinking, I love that. Cause and effect relationships. Quantitative emphasis. Look, I'm going to stop here. Because obviously I could go on. Hard work is part of this. Hard work is the key to success. Work before you play. Oh, that evil white culture. So all this is obviously ridiculous, right? But it's indicative of how these people think and what their true motivation is. Do the people who come up with this museum and come up with this crap, do they actually believe that this is beneficial to black people in America? No, of course they don't. They know that if you were to shun things like a family unit or hard work, that would be devastating to any culture, any community, anywhere. They know that. But it's not about what they tell you it's about. It's all about destruction. In the end, it's only about destruction. It's not more complicated than that. And that's so evil, it's hard for people to understand. But people, like, I'm about to play you the audio of a lieutenant general. And you're going to hear this, and maybe you want to roll your eyes. Maybe you'll get mad, whatever. I don't care what you do, as long as you understand you're not hearing somebody with a different view of what the military should be. You're hearing somebody hell-bent on destruction.
Since January of this year, more than 400 anti-LGBTQ plus laws have been introduced at the state level. That number is rising and demonstrates a trend that could be dangerous for service members, their families, and the readiness of the force as a whole. When I look at potential candidates, say for squadron command, I strive to match the right person to the right job. I consider their job performance and relevant experience first. However, I also look at their personal circumstances, and their family is also an important factor. If a good match for a job does not feel safe being themselves and performing at their highest potential at a given location, or if their family could be denied critical health care due to the laws in that state, I am compelled to consider a different candidate and perhaps less qualified. Those barriers are a threat to our readiness, and they have a direct correlation to the resiliency and well-being of our most important operational advantage.
That's a lieutenant general in the United States military openly admitting that she will not promote people just based on merit. She's going to make sure enough LGBTQ people get promoted first. And it's very tempting when you hear things like that, because you're a decent person and you probably want to assume the best in other people and things like that. It's very, very tempting when you hear things like that to roll your eyes or say she's naive or she's crazy or she's misguided or using any of these terms that, honestly, they're excuse terms. That's what these things are. They're excuse terms. But the truth is this. She understands that that weakens the military, that that weakens the country, and that's why she does it. She wants to destroy. She's a destroyer. Communists are destroyers. It's all they know how to do. It's what they live for. It's what they're great at. Communists destroy things. Always remember that. And remember, we got to fight against them, right? You'll get to some emails and World Economic Forum stuff and more on this IRS whistleblower. I want to talk to the ladies here real quick for a second. You've heard me talk about a male vitality stack from Chalk a million times. I'm going to let that go. The guys know at this point in time, you need to get your testosterone levels up. But there's a female vitality stack, natural herbal supplements, a special formula for females. Again, not big pharma garbage. Natural herbal supplements. Listen, ladies, the email testimonials I get into the show about what this has done for women, young and old, how they feel, things women have given it credit for. It's incredible the difference in your life when we start putting the right things in our body. We don't need more garbage. We just need the right things. And Chalk provides that for us. The anti-communists at Chalk provide that for us. And everything on the website is 35% off when you get a subscription. 35% off. That's amazing. You just have to use the promo code Jesse. Go to Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Blessed be... A guy driving a truck hit a anyway, knocked down a whole bridge and the whole block, four lanes of the highway.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start figuring out how to work that in to basic conversation on the radio of just kind of going with something and then completely losing my train of thought or pretending like I do and then just dropping in anyway. So yesterday, this morning, I was hanging out with my son. Anyway, got to fix that flat tire. Just no context whatsoever. Just kind of rolling with it. By the way, that reminds me. I had something I wanted to tell you about, and now I kind of forget what it is. That's probably something I should learn. I should learn to write things down more often. I definitely should. Chris, do you have any more Jewish words? Israel's coming up soon. Like anything else? All you've taught me is shalom. What do you say? How do you say thank you? Is that shalom too? Can I use that? You don't even know? Do you have anyone who speaks Jewish? What about your synagogue or something? You're coming with us to Israel. Do you think you could get us boned up on some Jewish, please? Gosh. Hi, Jesse. If the Biden-Harris plan is to go all in on abortion, Republicans have an opportunity. arguing the left hates women by taking away their sports, promoting teen mastectomies, and wanting to eliminate as much motherhood as possible could draw suburban moms who were not attracted to DJT in 2020. The GOP could stress how mother is a role reversal for millennia, and so on and so forth. She wants to call it more anti-abortion moms, ma'am. I actually like that a lot. In fact, I'm stealing that. What, Chris? We just came up with a new slogan on the show, more anti-abortion moms, ma'am. So tune in for more great Jesse Kelly ideas with me, Jesse the Oracle Kelly, every single Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, you can podcast the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, you're right about the first point. The teenage thing, the mutilation of girls, mutilation of children, is an issue that matters to voters, even sane Democrat voters. They don't want their children mutilated. They don't want these things done behind their back. These are issues that we can win with. But there is something about America that I'm not saying we have to accept. We should work to change, but there's something about America we have to understand. When I was living in Virginia for a year, remember I went back to D.C. for a year? No one actually lives in D.C. because you have to make something like $2 billion a year to afford to live there, something like that, something similar. So everyone just goes to Virginia. But Virginia back then was considered a swing state. Less so now, but it was considered a swing state. And I remember during the election year, that was the Romney-Obama year. I remember how many Obama commercials I saw in the swing state of Virginia that were pro-abortion commercials. You can tell what the independents care about based on the commercials the presidential candidates run in swing states. Now, you're never going to see Barack Obama, or back then if I lived in Texas, you wouldn't see any pro-abortion commercials in the state of Texas from Barack Obama. But you did see it in swing states. Why? Abortion is not that unpopular. It's just not. Now, you know how pro-life I am. I don't apologize for it. I'll never change that at all. I will not. And we need to continue to work in our culture to change that. We do. We need to push what's right and what's wrong. We need to push information out there. We need to push that. But yes, that's a good point, Chris. Women have been taught for over half a century that it is a right that they have. That's what they've been taught. And married women with children, those are going to be people we can probably appeal to more. But the truth is this, single women, 18 to 29 year olds, it's 56 or 57%, I forget what the percentage is, they've already been diagnosed with mental health issues, with a mental health problem. And those are the ones who've been diagnosed. So what's the real number? 70, 75% of 18 to 29-year-old lonely women, they are almost another species. And I'm actually, for once, not saying that to be insulting. I'm saying these are communists who do not share any of the moral values you have or I have. And so there are things that seem like no-brainer things to you, and no-brainer things to me, that obviously, while everyone has to think this way, right? Look, let's stay on the issue when it comes to abortion. Well, obviously, nobody believes in third trimester abortion when the baby's very clearly fully formed. You can look at the fingers and toes. He's got a penis. I remember my son, when we had an ultrasound at that stage, was fully formed. First ultrasound picture of my son, he was holding his penis. The doctor started laughing. That's how fully formed they are. And so you, me, we look at something like that and we say to ourselves, no one wants that. Brother? Lady? Yeah, they do. And it's a lot of them. Now, we don't like that. And we need to continue to work and strive and fight to try to change that. But don't lie to yourself. Let me tell you something. It's a conversation I had with Buck Sexton the night that the midterms didn't work out the way we wanted. We were in the middle of not getting our red wave. And Buck and I both came to the same conclusion. We were talking about it just because we're boys and we were at the same party. And we said, the truth is, man, the country's never as red as we like to convince ourselves it is. I'll never forget that, all right? And don't ever forget your hero gun when you leave your house. And speaking of ladies, I've been doing a really lady-centric show tonight, Chris. It's a show that's feminine, especially with your pink shirt. I feel like we're more feminine than we've ever been, Chris. I think Chris in particular should carry a hero arrow on him at all times. Even though Chris is armed, I don't think you can be too armed when you're wearing a pink shirt, because when you walk out of the studio tonight, Chris, with that shirt on, you just look like a target. You almost look like a baby deer with a limp who's leaving the studio just waiting to be pillaged by some kind of angry wolf out there. So whether you're a lady or you dress like a lady, I want you to go get a hero arrow, non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit, but my goodness, go get something to protect you, whether you're in a jog bra or a pink shirt. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of black magic women, Kamala Harris, with no skills whatsoever, apparently has some sort of magic because she has risen to be Vice President of the United States despite being the least appealing person on the planet.
If we ever get a Madam VP, Converse line.
Oh, I do love my Converse.
I mean, you wear them well.
I have all kinds of different colors. If I did, I'd probably want like a freedom line, you know, right? Yes. Can you see that?
Where absolutely.
It would be some freedom would be on the Converse. Mm. You know, freedom to be, absolutely. Freedom to...
I am free.
Right, I am free. Free to march, free to walk Madam, my talk.
Madam VP Kamala Harris's
freedom line.
You know what's so amazing about that? Actually, we're going to play this again. You know what's amazing about that? Sorry, you only have to endure it one more time. But you know what's amazing about that? It occurred to me when I listened to this a second time today. It's not just that she doesn't have a personality. It's not just that she's so cringy. It's that she doesn't have a personality and she's cringy in the friendliest of interviews. You know, I've done a million interviews. I've done so many friendly ones. I've done some hostile ones. I remember when I was, you'll love this. So I was running for office and I was running for Congress down in Arizona and my race started to look like one that was possible to win. And we knew we had to grind. We had to work hard. So we had to do things other people wouldn't do. One of those things people do not enjoy doing, understandably, is we had to go knock on doors. You go get a list. You get your volunteers. You go to a neighborhood and it's, hi, I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm running for Congress. Would love your vote. That kind of thing. It's not something people enjoy. Honestly, not something I enjoyed. And I like people. It's just that feel uncomfortable going to people's homes, but it's something we had to do. The New York Times, they sent some commie apparatchik down to follow me around for a day and quote, report on me and report on this race. And we were at some point in time, we took a break and we went to grab a quick bite and he decided he was going to join me. And he starts interrogating me the way he does. And he asked me about American flags because we have a list. What we have is a list. You don't have a list of names, but you have a list of how they're registered to vote in people's homes. And we were only knocking on Republican doors at the time. I think it was a primary. No Democrat doors. Republicans and independents, but not all independents or not all unregistered. But you always, if you were a Republican, and this still applies coast to coast to this day, when you're a Republican, if you're knocking on doors, you always knocked on a door at a house that had an American flag on display. Whether they were flying the flag itself, whether there was a car parked in the driveway with the flag, whether there was an American flag on a window in it. Why is that? Because Democrats hate the United States of America. They're all communists now. They want to burn the country to ash. There's a reason the entire party had to be shamed into flying even one flag at their convention. Republicans do not. That's just the bottom line. Republicans and independents do not. If there's an American flag flying, there's something like a 95% chance there's not a Democrat who lives in the home because Democrats hate the country. Well, I expressed that to the New York Times communist apparatchik, and I expressed it exactly like that. And he just went on this tirade, and I'll never forget how angry I made him when he kept asking me all these questions, and I just kept throwing them right back in his face, just the way I like to do offense, right? Anti-communism. And I was only 26, maybe 26, 27 at the time. And at one point in time, I remember it like it was yesterday. He freaks out. He's like, how do you have such confidence in all this stuff? You're like 26 years old and you know all this stuff. And I told him, this is when he lost it. I told him, I know it's impressive, right? He just, you know, I remember how red his face got. I remember where he was seated at the lunch table when I told him that. He just lost his mind. But that was a long way of saying it was a very hostile interview. And a hostile interview with somebody who wants to make you look bad, it's very hard, if not impossible, to make yourself look good in that situation. It just is. And I did others too, and I've done others. When someone has it out for you, it's hard to make yourself look bad, but vice versa. If somebody is interviewing you and they're trying to give you a boost, now I can't turn a turd into a wildly charismatic person here on the radio or on TV, but I can take somebody who's pretty boring in at least make him vaguely interesting for you. Set up softball after softball. Maybe answer questions, kind of half answer questions for him. Dome does interview after interview with people whose mission is very clearly trying to make her look good and like she has a personality, and it still doesn't work.
Can we ever get a Madam VP Converse line?
Oh, I do love my Converse.
I mean, you wear them well.
I have all kinds of different colors. If I did, I'd probably want like a freedom line, you know, right?
Yes.
Can you see that?
Where absolutely.
It would be some freedom would be on the Converse. Mm. You know, freedom to be,
absolutely.
Freedom to.
I am free.
Right. I am free. Free to march.
Notice how she's even half answering the questions for trying to make, I am free. Oh yeah. And then Dome tried to jump in. Yeah. Me too. Free. Yeah.
Free to walk Madam, my talk.
Madam VP Kamala Harris's
freedom line.
Even when someone's trying to help, there's no help. Nothing can help her. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, world famous author. I don't know if you remember, but my sister met you in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and had you autograph a book for me. I would have been at the signing, but unfortunately, I relapsed after 13 years sober, and my incredible sister got me into a recovery center, which is why she attended alone. She told you of my troubles, and you wrote such a sweet message in my book. Thank you so much for that. Just celebrated 30 days clean, and I wonder if you'd give my sister, Nikki, a shout-out for all her help and love. Please know I pre-ordered your book and will try to give it to a normie norm I know. Your show inspires me to stay sober and hopeful. Shout out to Nikki for showing up and waiting in line for your sister. Shout out to Nikki for getting your sister in a recovery program. And shout out to the sister, who I will not name here, for once again clawing yourself back. Remember, relapsing. That's a very human thing to do. Even after 13 years, we all struggle. We all stumble. But the struggling means you're winning. You're only ever losing when it comes to addiction and things like that, when you stop struggling. When you wake up that day, maybe it was this morning for you. Maybe it's drugs or maybe it's booze. Maybe you're addicted to other things. You can be addicted to many things. And maybe you woke up this morning and maybe you said to yourself, "Ah, I am such a piece of crap. I can't believe I did that. So mad at myself. I'm the worst person in the world. I hate that I did that. I don't want to do that anymore." You know that conversation you had with yourself this morning means that you're winning and one day you will see victory, right? Because you're still struggling. If you woke up this morning and you had a disaster of a night and you said to yourself, "Oh, that was awesome. I can't wait to do it again tonight." That's when you're losing. Good job going in, getting yourself clean again. And here, I'm holding up a water bottle. Cheers to you, young lady, for another 13 years of sobriety. All right? World Economic Forum talk. But first, I'm actually curious about this. We know that MyPillow, we know that they make the greatest slippers ever, the all-season slippers, even though the wife is mad because I never take mine off and I wear them out in public all the time. We know that they make mattress toppers. Everyone knows they make the greatest pillows ever. We know they make pajamas. The wife loves her pajamas. I don't know why she can wear pajamas, but I can't wear my slippers. Do you think they make shirts for Chris? And if they, what? Hold on, no. All right, yeah, I take that back, Chris. You're right. That was unfair. Chris, did you know that the all-season slippers are $25 right now? And I haven't checked to confirm. They might make them in pink. Then they can match your shirt. What, Chris? $25 for pink slippers to match your shirt? All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, radio listener special square. I actually don't think they have pink, but promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and that was Jewish producer Chris trying to butch up in his pink shirt by playing some Metallica. The Metallica doesn't make it any better, Chris. What? I know I don't like the song because of all the Metallica songs, that's like the worst one that got popular. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Anyway, forget it, Chris. We're not talking about you and your garbage shirts. We're talking about the World Economic Forum right now. Just a brief thing. Just, you know, the World Economic Forum. We have outlined the World Economic Forum many times on this show, led by Klaus Schwab, that Yuval Noah Harari, we just call him Yuval Noah, that piece of trash. I really held myself back there. I almost called him something bad. That guy is also World Economic Forum. How influential these people are on the world stage. The world listens when the World Economic Forum talks. And the World Economic Forum, they are the Bond villains, the super movie villains, or the super movie, the super villains. They are the ones, you know, you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's not some kind of talk radio fodder thing that I came up with or someone else came up with. They wrote that down and published it. That's their vision. The destruction of everything. Destruction of everything you hold dear. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that Klaus Schwab has a bust of Lenin sitting on his bookshelf right behind him. Ah, but Jesse, they're not communists. It's funny how they all seem to think they're communists. Anyway, they have a new goal. What's their goal? 75% reduction in car ownership. And I want to pause on this for a brief moment because we spoke earlier about Stalin and the collectivization thing. We spoke a little bit about how they took all these farms and the state took control of all the farms and all the agriculture and everything. But we didn't speak about one of the effects of that because there are many different effects of that. Let's say you have a farming community. And all of a sudden, the government comes in and they snatch up all the farms. Hey, all these farms belong to us now, comrade. Sorry, too bad, so sad. One of the results of that that's not easy to see unless you really, really are a detailed person and walk through it, and I would not have seen this until I read it. One of the results of that, of collectivization, was a mass influx of Soviet people, especially young people, into the cities. They left the countryside because the countryside ceased being a place of any opportunity for them, and they went into the cities, which was music to the communists' ears because you want the people concentrated in an urban area. People concentrated in an urban area are very, very easy to control. They're easy to manipulate. They're easy to hurt. Maybe you're sitting here listening to me right now. Maybe you're in an apartment. I've lived most of my life in apartments, so I definitely know what that is like. But maybe you're in an apartment building of some kind. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think what it would take if the communist FBI, which is what we have, if they decide they're going to arrest every Republican in the building, what would it take? How difficult would it be? How many ways can you get out of your building? How many ways in? How many different ways do they even have to approach it? There's probably a front door and a back door, maybe an emergency exit on the side, station some people on the side, sound the fire alarm, maybe even fire some tear gas into the buildings or just pump it into the air conditioning ducts. Get everyone to leave their room, come down to the exits. They've got your face sitting there on their computer screen. Oh, look, it's Bob. Hey, Bob, come with us. We saw what you put on Facebook. Boom, you're arrested. Now, I want you to picture that in a ranch community in Idaho. The FBI, the communist FBI, they want to go arrest all the Republicans in a ranch community in Idaho. Just logistically, what does that even look like? Look, my folks have a ranch. My folks have a ranch in Montana. When my dad retired, he decided he wanted to be a cattle rancher, and that's what he does. As we speak right now, he's probably pounding fence posts or running cattle or branding cattle. That's what he does. It's what he enjoys, cattle ranch. My folks at their ranch, they have a barn. They could, just doing the math in my head, I've been there a few times, obviously. I would say a mile or two in every direction. They can see you coming, and there's only one road up to it. So what does that consist of? Logistically, if you're the FBI, you see what I'm saying? Just simple logistics. They want everybody crowded into the urban areas. Don't think that isn't a big part of why they attack, quote, fossil fuels, even though we know that's not what they are. Don't think that's not one of the main reasons they attack oil and gas. Yes, the oil and gas, climate change, nut job, that finger of the communist fist is there to mainly destroy prosperity, to destroy the economy, to make all of us poor. But one of the great side benefits in it for them is it will obviously drive people out of the countryside and into the cities. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, that's crazy. That's going way too far. Okay, pick up your phone right now. Or maybe you're in front of a computer. Don't do this if you're driving, truckers. I want you to look up a congressional map of the United States of America. Look up an election congressional map of the country. What do you see? A sea of red, don't you? And these blue pockets. And those blue pockets all happen to be what? What are they? It's all cities. The rural American. That is what the communist fears so much, because he is uncontrollable. It's harder to get your hands on him. He votes the wrong way. Oftentimes shares values that are very contrary to the communists. That doesn't mean city Republicans are any worse or something like that. Gosh, the city ones are some of the most hardcore because they're surrounded by all the filth. But in general, remember, the communist lives for generalities. In general, the communist looks at that sea of red and he wants to attack it, because that's what the communist does and that's how he looks at things. All right, let's talk about COVID fraud. Let's talk about lemonade stands. And let's talk about midget wrestling. All that and what, Chris? It's fine. All that and more is still to come in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But we're going to save a life real quick first. And I want to encourage you, when it comes to preborn, you know what preborn does. You know that they find women who are in the process of seeking out an abortion. And they simply tell them, hey, why don't you come on in? We have a free clinic for you. Everyone's wonderful. We want to give you a free ultrasound. And then when she makes that choice, and she almost always makes the right choice once she hears the heartbeat, preborn stays with her up to 2 years of care, formula, diapers, substance abuse, whatever she needs. They're there. But I want to encourage you to do this automatically. That $28 buys that ultrasound. Why not just do that every month? Hey, maybe you're well off. Why not do the $140 every month for 5 ultrasounds? But $28 a month, that saves a life a month. You can save a life a month? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. The most blessed thing you'll ever do. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.